All right, welcome to Endpoint Site, Jeremy in Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate, send the fundage to keep free speech alive. Mail your check and money order payable to RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in the credit or debit to 1-800-724-2719 extension 3, and for every $100 that you donate, you'll be in the running, if you so desire, to win a book from John Stadtmiller's library. Book of the week is Tex Mars Lucid, a frightening and stunning book, Project Lucid, a government operation to introduce biometrics ID cards, even to newborns. Introduced in 1996, so way ahead of its time. Get your name in the hat, and the book drawing will be announced on Sunday night, 7 p.m. on Steve's show, 7 p.m. Central. And if you don't hit it this time, you'll still be in the drawing for the next one. So please get your money in for the Book of the Week Club on RBN. This is your Monday night rundown of the news. I was a guest on Richard Carey's show, Beyond the Official Narrative, second hour, 7 p.m. Central, just a couple of hours ago. It was fire. If you want to check that out, it was on there with Stephen Douglas Whitener. And got a couple of things here that we didn't quite get to. According to Reuters, the World Health Organization says that Israel has attacked 449 healthcare facilities, 449, in this ongoing Israel genocide of Palestine. Reuters World Health Organization chief said on Sunday, it would be all but impossible to improve the catastrophic health situation in Gaza, even as the board passed an emergency WHO motion by consensus to secure more medical access. Palestinian officials have also described a disastrous health situation in Gaza, where Israel's assault has left most of the population homeless, with little electricity, food, or clean water, and a medical system facing collapse. Just imagine being in hospitals and bombed. I read another article that was very sad of health officials having to abandon babies on life support because the IDF forces were attacking the hospital. The emergency action proposed by Afghanistan, Qatar, Yemen, Morocco seeks passage into Gaza for medical personnel and supplies, and it requires the WHO to document violence against healthcare workers and patients to secure funding to rebuild hospitals. And they go on with some quotes from Tedros. Tedros says, I must be frank with you. These tasks are almost impossible in the current circumstances. If you go in through the article, it just reads, I mean, it's terrible. Hospitals being bombed, no electricity, not able to treat the patients, a lot of them children. And it just goes on with this whole thing of the world being aware of the atrocities of the Israelis, but yet the international community is not intervening. Isn't that interesting? When the United States was the world power, was a unipolar power, in the 90s, they invaded Iraq without sanction from the UN because allegedly babies were being abandoned in incubators. That was all a hoax. And of course, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, the Jew under Clinton in the 90s, said that it was worth it, because following that was the sanctions right on Iraq. It was worth it that these children and old people died to the tune of 500,000 in order to sanction the evil Saddam Hussein. For what? Invading Kuwait because they were drilling in a weird manner? What was the term? I want to say unilaterally drilling, but that wasn't diagonally drilling for oil. I mean, there was more than that. And basically, the U.S. turned on Iraq. And even during the sanctions, Iraq went for the food for oil program and was going to go off the petrodollar. That brought about the invasion of Iraq in 2003 by Bush the Junior. But just think about 500,000 elderly and children dying of diarrhea, basically. They couldn't get medical attention. This is the United States government that we were under then that I didn't understand at the time. But similarly now, the international community just fails to act. When all of these hospitals and refugee centers are being bombed, why? Because maybe there's a Hamas base under there. There's Hamas tunnels everywhere. And it almost leads me to ask, are there IDF agents embedded in Hamas to foster this? That would be too conspiratorial, wouldn't it? Let's get back to the article here. The WHO database shows that there have been over 449 attacks on healthcare facilities in Palestine territory since October 7th. Without assigning blame, let's just assume for a moment, and I don't assume this, but let's, for the purpose of argument, that the Hamas attack was legit. Now, I guess it was legit in the fact that there was people killed, but there's mounting evidence that the IDF and Netanyahu's government was aware of this attack and let it happen, similarly to how FDR and the American government was aware that there was going to be a Pearl Harbor, and they used that to goad the American public into participation in World War II, declaring war on the Japanese. I think this whole thing was allowed to happen for Netanyahu to justify the slaughter that you're seeing right now, but it's backfired in so many ways. Domestically, it has, and in Europe and the United States, you got a lot of leftist groups pushing back against this, but the international community fails to act. Big emoji question mark. Is the WHO and the UN controlled by Jews? One has to wonder. But cooler heads could prevail as Russia and China are emerging as a bipolar power on the global scene, and these atrocities can't be continued to go. China wants to do its Belt and Road Initiative. Israel is a key part of that. This state, this illegitimate state of Israel, could be forced to the table to negotiate, and I predict a two-party state. Maybe that's not what you want or what you would predict, but it's probably what's going to happen with some sort of a third temple in view. Why do I think that? We might get into that more on Wednesday night because it has to do with biblical matters. But even just observing things outside of the realm of religion and the Bible, it does seem that that could be the way that they would go to establish a Palestinian state in return for giving Israel Jerusalem and the Dome of the Mosque area so they can do their third temple. It could be built right beside the mosque, by the way. The mosque doesn't have to be torn down. But I'm digressing there. Health facilities are the prime things that Israel bombs. I mean, it's just a thing. They bomb hospitals and refugee centers. And it can't be hidden, like many of their atrocities in the last 7 decades. Were somewhat hidden, you know, just because the news wouldn't cover them. But now so many people have camera phones in their pockets that record this stuff and post them on Reels, on Facebook, and on different social media. And the populace is seeing this, and they have to react. So the WHO felt the need to put this out there, I guess, to act like that they're concerned. But I'll believe their concern when you see peacekeepers brought into Israel and welfare given to the Palestinians who are suffering greatly during this whole thing. I know it's what we've covered for the last 3 months, and I know people are probably burnt out on it, but it continues in the news cycle, and it continues to happen with no intervention. Doesn't this show Jewish power? Isn't this the pinnacle of proof of Jewish power globally? That all of these great nations are afraid to act. Are they afraid? What other reason would there be? What are they afraid of? These are questions. These are questions I think that deserve an answer. Anyway, getting on into other news, we get to Ireland. As you know, there's been protests in Ireland. The populace has risen up and pushed back against the refugees and different immigrants that have bombarded their country under the dot-headed, street-defecating faggot prime minister that has been put over them. He stated very clearly early on that he wanted to put over 1 million immigrants into Ireland in a population of 6 million white Irish people. And now you're finally getting backlash, too little too late, maybe. This from the RT, EU state to reduce welfare payments to Ukrainian refugees. So apparently the EU has fallen under pressure by these protests to reduce the payments of welfare that they're giving to Ukrainian refugees coming into Ireland. The proposed reductions will not apply to the 100,000 Ukrainian refugees already in Ireland. It will only apply to the ones coming in afterwards. The Irish government is set to drastically reduce welfare payments to future Ukrainian refugees in a move designed to signal that the EU country has reached its limit of numbers of asylum seekers that it can accept from Kiev, according to the Irish Times on Monday. Future refugees, this may play along into the whole thing where nobody's buying into the Ukraine-Russian propaganda anymore. So presumably, black African Muslim refugees can still come in and get welfare payments unlimited, but Ukrainian ones will be limited. Of course, they're white. In the future, that's what this indicates. It's going to be diminished, the welfare payments to Ukrainians, from U.S. equivalent of $236 a week to just $41 a week. And the same weekly sum is being offered to asylum seekers of other nationalities, so they will decrease weekly payments to multiple nationalities from $236 to $41 a week. And how do the indigenous white Irish people view this when many are facing poverty and financial crises, as many Americans are today? Can you imagine being an American and not making your rent? Maybe you're behind 3 months on your rent, and you're having to go to the handout center for groceries and clothes, and yet brown Muslims from Africa are getting cards with $2,000 on them per month and being put up in 5-star hotels while you are struggling. How long can this go? When will the American populace rise up? I don't think they will, because they're docile and they're faggots. Bottom line. Let's go to the call screen before we go to more news. I have much more things to cover. Chance in West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello, Jeremy. Boy, it sounds like your neighbor in the background there has a bad case of hemorrhoids or something.
That is Zyklon T. He's our resident Zoomer, and he is on a Modern Warfare mission on Xbox. And well, they apparently paid a great victory.
I didn't mean to be noisy, but it sounded like somebody was getting murdered. You know,
go ahead.
I think people misunderstand what Madeleine Albright said. How else do you think these wicked devils from hell can live to their 90s and 100 without getting their doses of adrenochrome. You know, they don't die of devastating cancers from a young age like we do, or Alzheimer's. See, they need that adrenochrome. Really, now. I mean, that's how I look at it. Well, how else can you describe this? Evil people make comments like that. I mean, they're giving you little clues, I think. You know, it's hard to figure out. Who do you think is more evil? The government of Israel or the government of Ukraine?
Well, how about the government of the U.S., you know, that did
these things? that's a no-brainer. Yeah, we're the biggest evil. I know that. We are the great Satan. That's you're right. Yes.
Yes. But so many young people, you know, like myself, in the 90s, I was a teenager. I was told that we were the force of good in the world. I didn't know until years later.
I thought that, too, when I was in my... Up until, late 20s, I think, until my late 20s, until it hit me like a brick when I found out all the evil that we're engaged in. I mean, between the United States, United Kingdom, Israel, and now Ukraine. I mean, these are the most wicked governments on the face of the earth. And we got the nerve to talk about China? I mean, think about it. I mean, I think we all got them beat hands down. Those countries I mentioned got them beat hands down. Not that I'm an admirer of China, but man, we got them beat hands down, don't you think?
Well, yeah, and it's interesting that most likely Russia and China are going to be arbitrators in this, you know, Israel-Palestine thing. They tend to be dominating the globe right now in a bipolar power. And with the U.S. not being prominent, and this has been evident post, you know, Russia sanctions in the Russia-Ukraine conflict, the U.S. and China want to carry on with global process and global, you know, the Belt and Road Initiative. I think they're going to bring Israel to the table and pretty much force them to do some sort of a resolution here. It probably could be a two-party state.
Well, I don't know about that. Jeremy, why is it that all the other Muslim countries aren't siding with these poor people that are being holocausted in Gaza? Why is it? Why is it only little country like Yemen?
It is happening. Real quick, it is happening, Chance, because you got Saudi Arabia talking with Iran, and that was post-Russia-Ukraine, and they're talking even further. These are Sunnis talking with Shiites. That's unprecedented. You know, in the wake of this Israel-Palestine thing?
I don't know. It's a very sad thing. You know, I can't even watch press TV without crying my eyes out. You heard of press TV, right? It's out of Iran on the satellite, KU-19. I can't watch it without crying my eyes out. You know, it's so, my God, especially around this time of year. I mean...
Hang on, Chance. Yes, we're on the break now. I'll hold you over, and we'll have more calls on the other side as well. Yeah, chill me to the bone.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
So we're back on Implant Site, your Monday night broadcast, talking to Chance. So it's already happening, Chance. Yeah, I mean, Muslims are coming together. You had, Egypt joining BRICS, Saudi Arabia trading oil and rubles and yuan as opposed to dollars. So you're already getting this opposition to the West.
Well, let's see how far it goes. But all I've heard is talk. I've heard everybody push, kicking the can down the road while all these women and children die. You know, I seem to remember a phrase, Jeremy. Now, I don't have any of those fancy gadgets. I can't recall what scholar said it. But it goes like this. Man's inhumanity to man makes countless thousands mourn.
Yes.
And, you know, I never thought I'd live to see this day. You know, there's times I'm glad that my entire family is not here to see this, because we're going to be in for a rough ride. And now that they're going after this crackhead here, this weirdo, what's it, Hunter Biden, right? If it comes out that his father and Obama are linked to this, I bet you they're going to go apeshit crazy and start something. I really do, because their ass is going to be on the line. What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, even though Hunter Biden does face some jail time, maybe they'll take Hunter down. They're not going to touch Joe. They're not going to touch Hillary or Obama. These people are untouchable. They've demonstrated that. It's unfortunate, but our legal system is a farce. I mean, look how they're going after Trump. I'm not a big Trump fan, but look, they're going after
me. Me neither. You know, it's sad.
Nonsense.
It's sad that our military doesn't step in or something. I mean, really, I just can't understand how this can go so far. And it never seems to end. This is wicked to the nth degree. I don't know, Jeremy. Forgive me for sounding a little pessimistic, but it's very, very heartbreaking. That's all I got to say. Now, thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks, Chance. Appreciate the call. Let me get back to the call screen. I'm going to take Joe in Florida next. Show up in the show.
Hey, Jeremy. Thanks for taking the call. Good to hear you. And good to hear Zyklon T in the background. I think he's winning that game.
He is. It's a victory yell.
Yeah. It sounds like a yell that I maybe gave when I was in my teens. A younger version of me. You know, thanks for, it was good to talk to you earlier on the, tonight too, on Richard's show. You know, I was going to develop, because you mentioned the rebuilding of the Third Temple, and I know the Wednesday show is maybe more of a religious one, but I want to sort of develop this idea that I had. It's a narrative about what's going on in Gaza, which from beginning to end connects the links. So this is where it starts. In April of this year, the IDF and these people that they call settlers, who are like Jewish thug fanatical psychopaths who stole land from Palestinians, and they go and they steal land, and they, you know, they're so-called settlers, but they're really terrorists. Anyway, these people and the IDF together went in during the month of Ramadan, which is the holy month for Muslims, and actually literally went into the Al-Aqsa Mosque and started beating up and using rifles and smashing the heads of people who were there, Muslims who were praying inside the mosque during Ramadan. Okay, Al-Aqsa Mosque, the second most holy site for Muslims. Now, I'm obviously, you know, I'm Christian, but I have respect for Muslims and I respect for their religion. Now, that's when this whole thing, which is now called the, you know, they responded. Hamas responded with the Al-Aqsa flood, and the reason it is obvious, they were responding to this vicious terrorist attack, really, by Israel and the Jews invading the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And they saw it, I believe, Hamas saw it from their point of view, from the Muslim interpretation, as a signal of a new level of attack, okay? Because these Jews have been trying to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque, to rebuild this temple, for a long time. And this is really the furthest they ever went. So just as I'm just trying to give the context of why I do think, and you talk about rebuilding the Third Temple, there is a real religious interpretation of what's going on right now. It might even be, I leave the possibility, it could be the final battle. It could be World War III. This could be, you know, the end times, because here you have religious wars breaking out, right, which is also prophesied in biblically, I believe, wars of religions. Okay, now you have the Al-Aqsa flood is the response to the Jewish attack against their religion coming in and literally invading the Al-Aqsa Mosque during that holy month. When they come in and they attack, they start inflicting a genocide on all Palestinians in full view of the whole world, which is still going on.
Well, hang on, Joe. Hang on to that thought. We're at the break. The
truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home.
Okay, we're back with Joe in Florida. We're talking about the Third Temple and the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the invasion thereof. Joe, continue on with what you were saying.
Yeah, sure. Oh, before I continue, I just want to say thank you to Chance for his call earlier, which I was really moved by, and I want to say to him that, you know, I'm with you. I actually have the same reactions. I don't think you can be human if you follow what's really happening right now in Gaza and not be totally, absolutely have your heart broken by this genocide. It really is a genocide. It's outrageous, and it's so heartbreaking. So I appreciate his mentioning that before, because that's really what this is about. You know, we do geopolitical analysis, but in the end, you see the humanity. I don't think I've ever known just exactly what the character of Palestinians is until this. And I can say, I don't think there's a more courageous, brave people on the face of the earth. These are very proud, humble people who are, to me, they're just amazing people, you know? I wanted to say that because I've been moved by it. Just the horrifying catastrophe. I see the video footage of it, and I'm moved by it. But I want to say about the idea about this narrative. Okay, yeah. So then after the attack, which I totally agree with you, by the way, this was allowed to happen by Nazi Yahoo and his thugs. I mean, there's no way, as I think I've mentioned before, that on the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, that Israel would not have been prepared and aware that something was going to happen. And there's already evidence that many nations and other intelligence were warning them, and they were actually aware of themselves. I think the head of the Shin Bet even admitted, and they've actually gone on record as saying that the IDF is told to stand down for 7 hours. So, I mean, this is obviously, it's not a full false flag, but this was Netanyahu, the crazed psychopath's plan to get his war against Iran or to get World War III. Now, this last weekend, I don't know if you saw this, I wasn't aware of this, but since the attacks on October 7th, Israel has also been preventing anyone going into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. So they've been restricting the access of Muslims in Palestine, which to me is an offense, outrage in of itself. But on Saturday, they had a group of these Netanyahu psychopaths, the ones of the most extremist, fanatical, Jewish fanatic psychopaths, marching through the streets demanding that they have access to the Al-Aqsa Mosque on Saturday night. Well, you know, I saw it on RT. They're marching through the, and the IDF stopped them before they actually got to the mosque. But this is how close we are to this kind of, I mean, the funny thing is that it's a religious war. You see, Netanyahu, I mean, it's not funny, but it's interesting that it's not being covered this way. Netanyahu has specifically referenced Amalek, you know, the story about killing everybody, babies and everything, and the historical thing. So the religious fanatics are running this war. The religious fanatics are the Jews. They're psychopathic religious fanatics who are engaging in this war, okay? I consider Netanyahu one of them. So I think it's very possible that they would attempt to rebuild the third temple. But once they try and destroy that mosque, that's World War III, because I can guarantee you that Saudi Arabia will not stand by and Turkey will not stand by. I'm not so sure about Iran, but I know that Turkey and Saudi Arabia will absolutely directly attack Israel if they go into the mosque. And then we're at World War III. What do you think?
Well, my comments probably would be better served on a Wednesday, but I'm going to go ahead and give them now. My bias opinion in this is from biblical prophecy. The Jews will have the third temple and the Antichrist will inhabit that. I think this is God's way of giving them this temple as a form of judgment on them, because the Antichrist would turn on them and destroy them. That's why I'm tending to think that the new bipolar world order of Russia and China will probably, negotiate some sort of a two-state solution. And I mean, you know, Joe, even outside of biblical stuff, the international community is not interested in invading Israel and stopping them. Otherwise, they would have. So why is that? I mean, Israel has their tentacles in all of these nations. So probably a compromise would be a two-state solution and a temple. And Saudi Arabia and Israel have been allies for over a millennia, you know. And that may be because you have Sabbateans in Saudi Arabia. I mean, you may have Muslims, Jews pretending to be Muslims there. That could be it. I don't want to get too much into that, but
yeah.
You may have this compromise.
Yeah, you know, actually, I agree with you, and I think that's a good, the way you said it, too. By the way, I believe that they're not mutually exclusive to believe that biblical prophecy, which I think you're about right on target with, could happen, but then also to be aware of the geopolitical realities that are happening also. So, for instance, I agree with you. One of the things I saw this, at the end of last week, and it wasn't covered much, is, you know, Vladimir Putin, the great Christian leader, the only Christian leader in the world, and sometimes I think he's really the last hope of mankind and civilization, President Putin, frankly, he visited the UAE and he visited Saudi Arabia and received like the royal welcome like you would never believe. In the UAE, I saw they had planes that were putting the Russian flag in the sky. And then tonight, there's discussions from some of the Russian delegation, which are still there in some of the Arab countries. There's already a plan working where Russia is going to organize the Arab states, who they still have good relations with, and especially with Iran, to intervene. And I do agree, actually, because I'm hopeful that it's not impossible that there can be a solution. But the solution, I mean, for instance, it could be as simple as they are going to be forced to comply with, what is it, Resolution 242. In other words, go back to the 1967 borders, okay, and have that enforced, okay, enforced by the Arab neighbors, by Russia, and that could be a solution, okay? And it'll be a solution that would avoid it. But I also agree that these crazed religious Jewish fanatics, could actually get that third temple. That would be a very, very alarming sign. And I agree. I agree. It would be actually, to me, it'd be a signal that we are in the end times. You know, there could be a situation where they are rebuilding their, they've rebuilt their third temple. And even as other things are going on, I mean, it's hard to, you know, I think God is still in control, even if the most evil and wicked depraved acts of people are looking like they're going to happen. I still think there can be hope that it can be averted. And in the end, even if they get their way, you know, we know that Christ has already won. The victory has already happened. It's past tense. So these evil devil worshipers trying to invoke their Mashiach, who is the Antichrist, that is not going to end well for them. I agree with you.
It could be a very well situation because of the close ties of Israel and Saudi Arabia, because the mosque is Sunni. Saudi Arabia is a Sunni state. You could see these two entities cohabitate. You could see a third temple right alongside the mosque. That's not beyond the pale, and it would still fulfill biblical prophecy. But that third temple is the demise of the Jews. I will state that and stand on it emphatically.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, because as they try to install, which I think they're trying to do, they try to install their Mashiach, okay? That person is the Antichrist, okay? And, you know, like I said, it's not going to end well for them. You know, I can hope that they convert. I don't hate Jews, you know. But remember what Jesus said. You know, I say that I love Jews because Jesus said we have to love our enemies. We have to know who the enemy is, right? Okay. It's becoming very obvious every day. I mean, what kind of people will murder 3-month-old babies and justify it? I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, every day on Al Jazeera and RT, you see just the most depraved, wicked kind of genocide. And these people are literally proud of it. It makes me sometimes really sick to be in America that we have such Jewish-controlled puppets that are on both parties that are actually justifying the murder, bloodthirsty, wanton murder of babies and children, because they want to make a few bucks from the Jews, right? That's who they work for. So it's outraging. You know, a lot of times I have to stop watching that because it gets me so enraged. But I think it's good to remember what you say. Even if they do get to the point of third temple, see, I believe that God wins in the end, you know. So it, as painful and as agonizing as it is to see this and their behavior, I'm talking about the Jewish behavior, okay? You can't deny it anymore. Well, you know, God still gets the last word, and it's going to be ugly. But I don't give up hope. I even don't give up hope that some of these Jews might turn from their wicked ways and convert and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the true Messiah, the Son of God. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yeah, and then you see the secular Israelites call themselves Jews. I mean, this, I think, is the synagogue of Satan, spoken in Revelation 2:9-3:9. And they are marked for judgment. So I think we're also going to see a judgment of these fake Jews. These, I don't know if they're Khazarian or what the deal is, but they don't trace their lineage back to biblical Israel. And they're marked for judgment because of the atrocities that they've committed. So I see that happening too.
Yeah, I agree. All right, Jeremy. Listen, it's going to be a battle, but let me just say, in the battle, I want to make sure that Zyklon T is on our side.
He is.
We want him on our side of the battle. He could blow him away like he's blowing him away in the video game.
Yeah, we got him. Got him, man. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Ciao. Have a good night.
All right, so in further news, we have this degradation of our society. I've got a BitChute article that William sent me about how Pornhub is a thing with the young people, and they're targeting the youth and pushing trannyism and homosexuality on the youth, because every young person has a cell phone in their hand, and there's no more credit card. There's no more a thing where you have to use a credit card to get access to porn. It's pretty much just open season. I've got a clip here from an article from, let's see, what is this? BitChute. If you want to play that, Julie, it basically states that there's a rabbi in charge of Pornhub. It's about a 2-minute clip. If you want to play that, we'll comment on it.
So this story broke a few days ago. I'm not sure how many people are actually following this story, but there's a bunch of videos that are being posted all over Twitter right now. Undercover investigation video showing Pornhub employees admitting on camera that they heavily promote tranny porn so that they can turn kids gay. That's pretty much verbatim exactly what these people say in these undercover investigation videos. So we're going to go through this. We're going to react to this. We're going to watch this. Also, another question, you know, a lot of people are asking on Twitter, why does a rabbi own Pornhub? Why? Imagine like a Catholic priest owning a company. Like, think about this. Why does a rabbi own Pornhub? And why are they pushing tranny porn to, in their words, turn kids gay? So we'll talk about this today. We'll go through that. We'll react to that undercover investigation vid. I also want to cover, there's a new Elon tweet that came out where he calls out Bob Iger again. There was an article from CNBC that talked about how Facebook and Instagram are enabling child sex abuse and child trafficking. And he quote tweeted this and he said, hey, Bob Iger, why are there no advertiser boycotts against these companies? Well, the answer is because they love that content. They love that sort of thing. That is like encouraged at their company. In fact, we have a video that we're going to play for you guys today from a Disney employee that says that she is totally out in the open with her gay agenda. She's trying to insert gay things in all of the children's programming and all of the children's cartoon that they can at Disney. So they love that sort of stuff. Of course, they're not going to do an advertiser boycott on Facebook and Instagram for doing that, for pushing that stuff, because they love that stuff. Now, if you like tell the truth about immigration or talk about Zionist power, now that's an issue. Now, we definitely have to do an advertiser boycott when it comes to that. So, well, specifically like the Zionist power thing, because everything else is seems to be okay. So we'll talk about that today. Before we do, I just want to thank this video sponsor. This video has been kindly sponsored by Gold.
See, you cannot call out Zionist power and calling out the targeting of the young people through Pornhub is also, you know, pushed back. This is interesting. Number one, we're assuming that it's normal for young people to have a phone in their hands where they can access pornography. That's the assumption. This is a BitChute article from the Red Elephant's Vincent. And I appreciate, you know, his stance that young people are being targeted on Pornhub with tranny content. But that's assuming that young people should have access to this to begin with. This is completely and utterly insane. Young people are developing, you know, between 10 and 13 years old, and the things that they're exposed to online affects their development. So even in a normal environment, define normal, I guess the definition is normal heterosexual porn, that shouldn't even be allowed to be accessed by young people. But yet we see this degenerate stuff pushed on them. We're up on the break now, back on the other side with the conclusion of In Plain Sight on your Monday Night Broadcast. You wonder how you keep going. Think of all the things that really matter and the chances you earn.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Back to In Plain Sight. Final segment. I was just making the commentary that, you know, historically there's always been porn. All right. Even you go back, you know, thousands of years ago, the Romans and the Greeks had certain porn sculptures and, you know, pictures on the wall, reliefs on the wall that depict sexual acts. But with this guy from the Red Elephants, Vince, on this BitChute clip that we played, is that he's accepting the fact that young people have access to porn. Because let me tell you something. If you give an 8, 9, 10-year-old, you give them a phone, they're going to have access to porn. And they don't have to show a credit card like you would 30 years ago or 20 years ago. To get access to that. They have free access to it. What he's pointing out is that in this porn, they're being exposed to trannyism and homosexuality. All right. So again, we're pushing totally past the point that young people should not be have access to porn at all. Even heterosexual porn. We're pushing point past that. And we're dealing with the fact that they're going to access this anyway, and that they're being heavily promoted in tranny porn. That's utterly disgusting. Like, what kind of future generation are we building here? All right. So I would advocate, number one, for no phones for any children, period. Okay. You pull your kids out of the public school system. You don't give them a phone. You don't give them access to this. You train them up in the way that they should go according to the Bible. All right. You train a child up in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. That's a general proverb. It's not an absolute truth, because sometimes your children will turn on you, but it's a general proverb. In general, that's the case. But this guy's making the case that kids that have access to porn are not only accessing normal hetero porn, but they're getting into trannyism, and it's pushed on them. This is phenomenal. How far has the Overton window been pushed in the negative direction here? Where people would say, okay, it's cool that my kid watches regular porn, but oh no, they're being exposed to tranny porn. I mean, think about that. Think about the degeneracy of that. All right. And the culture that we live in. This is backdoor pedophilia. The whole tranny child agenda is backdoor pedophilia. Because if a child can determine their gender, then they can determine who they have sex with. That's the thing here. All right. That's a very black-pilling ending, but it's the way it is. We'll be back tomorrow night with Patrick and Jeremy. Wednesday with Spiritual Health and Wellness, and Thursday with William. You guys stay classy, stay donated, and try to hang in there, okay?
Welcome to my fourth annual Volkswagen Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers, Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vafangulo, Joaquin Gopian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kullerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hanane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/tickets/ to get it now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.